adventure with Rocky Starr.
Unbeknown to Gorg, Rocky and the others return to the northern continent, leaving their friends hiding near the Blue Streak. Yan and Ann go to Garnham in search of a doctor. They meet with fear and distrust until they find Dr. Grah. He attends to Anne's ankle and then promises to help organize the space pirates. Although he seems genuine, Yan is suspicious. When the doctor leaves the room to telephone, Yan listens at the half-open door.
Hey, Lee,
Anne, he's phoning Gorg.
Oh, yes.
He's crying.
What can they do?
Say,
listen.
You hear, Lister.
Quickly, back to the chair. He's finished up there. Hurry, Anne.
Did he speak to Gorg?
No, he didn't get through. They have to call him again. When he returns, leave the talking to me.
I'm sorry I have been so long.
That is quite all right, Doctor.
My friend is not at home at the moment. He will phone when he returns.
Good.
Yes, yes, he will be very pleased to hear of you, as will all the space pilots. Where did you say Rocky Starr was?
He is not in Vinton.
Vinton? Did you...
Do not move, rat.
Yeah, and he has a gun.
You don't make any sound, or I will choke you. Take his gun and give it to me, Ann. It is useless to struggle, Grah.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Telemon! You are here, Nico.
There.
Him tired.
You know, you run that way, Grah.
What will we do with him, Yan?
First, he cancels the call to Gorg. Understand, Grah?
If I refuse.
You know the answer to your question?
Yes. We will have to go to the other room.
Ah, no. There is a phone behind these books on your table.
You are a fool, Vokyan.
Cancel that call. Sorry, trickery, and you die. This gun is pointing at your back.
No, Septi. Your telephone. Sit so him la cot vintum. Lek nacti. Say lek nacti. There. And now what?
That is my affair.
Which means you have no ideas. Oh, you are as big a fool as your father, Vokyan. You cannot overthrow Gorg. Your plot to destroy his fleet will end in your death. Oh, I have heard of your plan. You should be more careful with whom you talk.
At least you will not betray me.
You are too late. There's someone at the door. Hey, get me!
Look out, Jack!
You swine!
On! See him! Root! Hey, look, Jan!
Oh, Ennis!
Jan, are you all right?
Yes. Get up, Grah, do you hear?
He's very still.
Not going to hear him. He might be a trick. Come on, Grah, get up.
Jan, I think he's dead.
Cover him with this gun and I see. Yes, he is. He must have stuck his head on the corner of the table. We must leave here quickly.
And him?
Leave him. Hurry, someone might... There's someone outside.
Yes. Is the door locked?
No.
He might come in any moment.
Help me push the body under the table.
Right.
We'll have to bluff our way out. Yep. There.
Be gone, Eric.
On. He's here of me.
Sorry, you sleep. You see it now, Vokyan.
Oi, Edna, catch him. You and M.C. Son Vokyan.
Man, I'm frightened. Let's get out of here.
Oh? Why are you afraid?
Do you understand Earthese?
Very well. I was trained in that language after our king decided to attack her. Why are you two here?
We came to see Dr. Grah.
Where is he?
I understand he has gone out.
Gone out?
Yes.
It must be very awkward for him. He has left one foot under the table.
Stay where you are.
Have you killed him?
Keep away from the table. Go over by the other wall. Do as I order. And you start out the door. I will follow.
You need not run away, Vokyan. I hope you killed him. It will have saved me a job.
You?
I came here tonight to kill him. I learned tonight that Grah has been spying on us for Gorg.
Spying on you? I do not follow.
It is a long story. I will tell you everything after we have removed the doctor to a safe hiding place. Put down your gun and help me.
Oh, no, I will keep the gun.
Do you not trust me?
No.
Then you have forgotten me. I thought you would have recognized me. My name is Stuz.
Stuz? Oh, Stuz from Vintum.
Yes. We and Taga went to school together. Remember?
Why, of course. Oh, and this is an old friend, who I have not seen for many, many years.
Are you sure this is not another trap?
We have nothing to fear from him. He will not hurt us.
I may be able to help you and Rocky Star. Oh, I know he will be with you. Before Buffon died, he told me that you would all be back one day to lead our revolt against Gorg. We of the Space Force have lived and organized for that day.
You have? Well, then you will be able to help us. Very much indeed.
Shouldn't have let him go to Garnham alone, Rocky.
Oh, Mitch, please. You have done nothing but walk round and round grumbling.
Listen, chicken, I bet my last buck something's gone wrong.
They're all right, I tell you. You can't hurry these things. Gam can't rush up to the first person he sees and talk revolution. You'll have to go carefully.
Look, pal, got an idea. We'll slip into Garnham and look for him.
Listen, you'll do nothing of the sort.
But they might be in danger.
You'll stay right here.
Rocky is right. It is better we remain here.
Okay. Okay, only I'm warning you. Unless you're back in half an hour, I'm taking Mrs. Morgan's boy, Mitch, into Garnham.
You won't have to. That was Jan Whistling. They're back again. Let's go in here, then.
And this is the best news I ever heard. Yippee!
Not so loud, please.
Hey, we can't help what I'm saying. It's exciting.
When does the balloon go up, Jan?
6 hours from now. Scrooge and his friends will be ready.
Hell, it can't come too fast.
They must be pretty well organized.
They are. You remember Buffon and Tugger?
Yes, of course I do. They made the Rama attack possible.
Well, ever since Buffon and the other 200 were murdered by Gorg, the Space Force have been organizing and praying that one day we would return.
How many men can Scrooge count on?
About 300 men.
That'll be plenty.
Providing the army does not learn anything. They outnumber our friends 5-1 and are loyal to Gorg. They will fight bitterly if they discover our plot.
Oh.
However, Scrooge is certain that his men can hold the station long enough to get the fighters off the ground.
Uh-huh. How many squadrons are based there?
3.
Say, that's better than you hoped for, Rocky.
We'll need every one. Where do we fit into the picture, Jan?
You are to lead the attack on Gorg's fleet in the Blue Streak.
Well, how do we get hold of it, isn't it, Guardian?
There are sentries in the cabin at night.
Max, we'll take care of those babies. Is there anything else we can do?
No. Scrooge says that it is better for us to leave the rest to him and his men. You three attack the Blue Streak. Anne and I will help load the fighters with ammunition.
Mm-hmm. That suits us.
There is just one thing. I suggest you take Marla and Mitch with you on the Blue Streak. You will need someone aboard who can speak Viennese. Anne can come with me. I think that is all.
Oh, boy, in 6 hours we'll be aboard the Blue Streak again.
All right, now let's go over the whole plan once again, Anne. We don't want anything to slip up.
We are almost at the top of the Gantry.
So far, so good.
Look, you bet them sentries are standing in the doorway of the Blue Streak just pointing guns at us.
Rocky, the light has gone on in the airlock chamber.
What did I tell you? We'll all be slaughtered.
Now, as soon as the lift stops, you throw open the door, and I'll rush into the Blue Streak and blast everyone I see with this ray gun. You take care of Marla, Mitch.
Okay. Right. This is it.
There is a man standing in the door.
Open that door. Come on!
Get him, boy.
Look out, Rocky. Mitch, that man fell from the gangway.
Yeah, well, I hope it won't raise the alarm. Where's Rocky?
He ran into the Blue Streak.
Mitch, you and Marlon hook that gangway.
Yeah.
I'll clean up inside. Now, at the double.
Right.
That chappy's yell might give the show away.
Okay, come on. Move on these hooks, will you, Marlon? Come on. Up. Come on. There, come on. And watch yourself. I can manage. Okay. There. She's away.
Come on. Rocky's having trouble.
What are you, pal?
It's all over, Mitch. The Blue Streak's ours. All we have to do is sit tight till Scrooge gives the takeoff signal.
Standing in the doorway of the spaceship, Rocky flashes a torch toward the ground. Immediately, men begin moving the gantries from the giant Blue Streak. Others work frantically preparing the space fighters. Still more men man guns ready to crush any interference from Gorg soldiers. A heavy stillness descends over the darkened station. Anne and Yen stand by a gleaming space fighter. Suddenly a shrill voice cuts through the quiet. A shot rings out and the battle is on.
It has begun, Anne.
Much earlier than you and Scrooge expected.
This is bad. There is so much to be done yet.
Oh, Anne. Another half hour and we would have been off the ground.
It has not worked out as we hoped. Someone must have discovered our plot.
There goes a spaceship.
Anne, it is a Blue Streak. Well, that is something at any rate. Oh, I wish our ship were ready.
It will be soon.
Put the arms. Put the arms.
Here we are, Scrooge. Why has the Blue Streak left?
I told them to.
Is anything wrong?
Everything. But, Jan, I do not think my men can hold out long enough to get the fighters off the ground.
As Thor speaks, the noise of the battle grows closer and closer as Gorg's soldiers fight desperately to prevent the fighters taking off. Does this mean that Rocky will have to tackle the invasion fleet alone? How can our friends save the Earth? Be sure to be with us for the next thrill-packed episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.